happening in the pet industry. For example, there was a website, I'm going to give this to you, it's not in your workbook, but it's called justpetstrollers.com, JustPetStrollers.com. This website is a great example of a company who's built a wonderful business around the pet niche, and all they sell are pet strollers, like strollers to like transport your pet around. Huge, huge industry. On this website, they talk about what is the target customer, what are they looking for. So you can find this information to understand who your customer is and what types of products they're buying. Another place is your local newspaper. There's always articles in your newspaper about different customers, what the trends are, what types of products that they want. Another thing is the frequent idea hotspots. Now, all of these things are idea hotspots that I just referred to, but at whatisrael.com, we have a whole section on idea hotspots, and idea hotspots are basically places that talk about what consumers want, what products are hot, what the trends are. I've listed here, starting on page 3 and going into page 4, some different resources that you can go to find out and to learn about how to find out what customers want, how to find out who your customers are, how to find out what products they're buying. What you're looking for when you're looking in these articles is you're looking for articles, any type of information that tells you who is your customer. What types of things do they want to buy? What are their interests? I was just picked up a Newsweek magazine, it was an old issue, but they had an article in there about how many women are traveling for business and how they really don't want to have these plain old black, ugly nylon laptop bags anymore. They're really into designer, colorful, more functional laptop bags. So if I'm interested in selling in that niche market, that article is very important to me. Because in that article that I found in a Newsweek magazine, it listed the colors, the styles, and the brands of laptop bags that are popular. So, and it also told me that that target customer group wants more fashion, more fashionable laptop bags, and it told me that it's a growing industry, and it told me that it's a trend. So this is how you find out exactly what the customers want, by getting out there and doing the research. Now, does it take a little bit more work up front? Absolutely. But here's what happens if you don't do this. If you approach the question of how to build a product line by just picking some products that sound good to you and ordering them from the wholesalers and putting them up in your eBay store, here's what you run the risk of doing. You run the risk of spending your hard-earned inventory capital on products that aren't going to sell. Why? Because you haven't done your research to find out who your customer is and what they want. So let's use the example of a laptop bag. Let's say you go to a wholesale site and you see this really great deal on black nylon laptop bags. They're very basic, they're very utilitarian, and you say, well, boy, there's a lot of computer users, there's a lot of people who buy laptops, I'll buy these. And you put them in your eBay store, and they're in your eBay store, and there's 10 other sellers who have the same product in their eBay store, and they don't sell, or they don't sell for very much money, and you're wondering, gosh, what's going on? Why are these not selling? Aha! Had you done your customer research first, you would have found out two very important things. The women want fashion color and fashion style laptop bags. And do you know what the men want? The men also want fashion laptop bags, but they want leather. They want the Western look. They want the high-tech look. So here, because you didn't do your customer research, you went and bought these very basic laptop bags. But your customers, they don't want those. The men want the leather bags, and the women want the fashion colors. This is why it's so important to first find out what your customers want. And, guys, this research that you're doing is not going to cost you very much money. Yeah, you may have to spend $5 or $6 or $7 on a magazine, which man, maybe sounds like a lot of money for a magazine, but there's hundreds or thousands of dollars of information in these magazines, in these trade publications, that are going to give you the information you need to profile your customers. A newspaper is 50 cents. Searching on Google, that's not going to cost you anything. All it's going to cost you is time. So, who is my customer? What type of things do they want to buy? What are their interests? And what are their needs and desires? Let's do a product line case study of high-end children's products. And right now, I'm on page 4 of your workbook. I'm on line item number 5. So, high-end children's products are extremely a big growing market. Who is the parent going to buy a high-end children's product? Well, a bit of research on Google, buying some parenting magazines, and reading through some trade publications told me that there is a whole segment of the market out there now of parents who want the best for their kids. Now, these parents are willing to spend money. Okay, so these are not the parents who are looking for the best price on any product that they can find at Target or Walmart, or the parents who are going to the secondhand store and buying clothing used to save some money. That's a whole different target group. And you could build a product line directed to either one of those groups. But you're not going to want to build a product line that caters to the parent who's going to go and try and save a lot of money on a secondhand Hannah Anderson dress, which is a very expensive children's dress. That customer is going to be totally different than the customer who wants to buy brand new high-end products for their kids. So these parents who want to buy high-end children's products, what are they looking for? They're looking for unusual and unique products that are not available in your basic store, like Toys R Us. These parents are trendsetters. They want to buy things that are brand new on the market. These parents are looking to get the latest stuff for their children. Now, there was an article in Fortune magazine, see, it all gets back to reading, in the November 2005 issue of Fortune magazine, there was an article about this. Do you know that this marketplace for high-end children's products is a $45 billion, with a B, billion-dollar market? So, there's a lot of potential here. It's worth doing the research to understand your customer. So what do these parents want to buy? Well, they want to buy jewelry for their little toddlers. They want to buy expensive toys. For example, there's a whole bunch of high-end electronic toys that are out there now that run upwards of, you know, $100, different types of computers, different types of laptops. Parents who want to buy high-end children's products, that's what they're interested in. They want to buy expensive clothing. One of a very popular clothing item is cashmere sweaters for little toddlers and little babies that run around $100. They want to buy furniture. There's a chair that's in the shape of a motorcycle that's made out of a very fine wood that is about $200+. They want to buy different types of what I call staples or utilitarian parts for their babies. For example, baby bouncy seats. I'm sure if any of you have had kids recently or have grandchildren, baby bouncy seats used to be things that you could buy at Toys R Us for $19.99. Well, now, for this new high-end marketplace, there are designer baby bouncy seats. In fact, there's one that by designer Kate Spade, who's a very famous designer, that runs $120. They want to buy educational products. What about backyard playhouses? This is a huge market. Backyard playhouses that run into the thousands of dollars. Or they want to set up the dream bedroom for their children. Pottery Barn Kids, if you want to find out how to build a rich and diverse product line, go online and order yourself a copy of Pottery Barn Kids and see how many thousands of dollars parents are willing to spend to outfit their children's bedroom. But do you see by this example, because you first do your research on what these parents want and how they're willing to spend their money, do you see how that funnels you into what type of product line that you could build if that is your target market? It's completely opposite of just picking a product and going from there. Now, there are three questions you must answer before building your product line. So we're going to move on to page 5, item number 4, and we're going to talk about these three questions. Again, these are questions that you need to go to actively answer to get the information to build your product line. So the first thing you need to do is you need to figure out first, before you start anywhere, before you do all this other research, what's currently being sold in eBay. Why is that? Because eBay is your shopping mall. All of the eBay sellers on eBay, in your category, in your particular product line, these eBay sellers, these are your neighbors, these are your competitors, these are the people who are selling next to you side by side. You first need to know what they're selling, because you need to figure out where you fit in. Where does your business fit in? Where does your product line fit in, or your potential product line? Don't build a product line until you go to eBay and first figure out what is being sold there. If you decide that you're going to build a product line around a particular style of tent, then you don't first go to eBay and find out that that tent is very fully represented on eBay. You're going to be wasting your time if you pursue selling that particular tent. If you find out when you go to eBay that this style of tent is already being sold there, what does that tell you? It tells you, great, that tent's covered, time for me to go find a different kind of tent to sell. So you want to go to eBay, you want to look and see what are the other sellers selling, you want to look at the eBay completed items to see how things are selling, and you want to use your research tool to save yourself some time as well. So I have a couple research tools listed here. I'm sure most of you are familiar with Therapy, and probably a lot of you are familiar with Empire Researcher. I've listed the URLs here. Empire Researcher is a great free tool that really speeds up your research on finding out what the top selling listings are on eBay. It's free. All you need to do is register. No obligation. Therapeutic is not free, but I have a link here for you that you can get, and this was a link that was given to the members of WhatDidISell.com by a good friend of mine, Janelle Elms, who is a best-selling author and also an eBay University instructor. She offered this to the listeners on the house tonight, and you can get a free 2-week subscription to Therapeutic to go in and do some research on what products are currently being sold in the eBay marketplace. So you want to go in, you want to figure out what's already being sold, and you want to make a list of that in your product sourcing notebook, and all of you should have one of those as we've outlined at WhatDidISell.com. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, how do I even know what products to look for? You know, I want to sell in the camping niche, but I don't know what camping products to even look for. Where do I start? So it all gets back to what we just talked about that research. You're doing your reading. You're looking at articles. You're looking online. You're looking at other websites. You're looking in magazines. And you're making lists and lists and lists and lists of the different products that are out there on the marketplace. That's all it takes, is some time to do some research. You've got your list of products. Now you go to eBay and say, well, gee, is anyone selling Featherlite tents? No. Well, maybe there's a market for that. Is anyone selling lanterns? Well, yeah, they're selling these basic lanterns, but nobody's selling any high-end halogen lanterns that I read about in Outdoor Magazine. Is anyone selling...